Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bede and Pastor Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Good morning to all the radio audience. Today, we are talking about what are the benefits of meditating on God's Word. I repeat it, what are the benefits of meditating on God's Word? The scripture today is from Joshua 1 and 8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night continuously so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Did you guys hear the last line? Prosper and successful. You cannot lose with God in no way and no how. Amen. David also said in Psalms 1 and 3, 1 through 3, blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his laws day and night. So David basically said the same thing. Keep your mind and eyes up on the word of God continually, and you will be prosperous and successful. Amen. No one spends time in God's word and remain unchanged. The following are a few of the benefits of meditating on God's word. I just got a couple of, I don't have them all because there are quite a bit of them. During my research, I found out there's more written about meditation than I ever knew. Amen. We also have the Eastern religion. Most people refer to it as the people that started meditation. And their version of meditating is to empty your mind. Amen. God's word is to meditate on his word, and you will have prosperity and good success. So we have two different meanings. So when you speak of meditating, it's good to know which one you're talking about. Amen. Because in my learning, the enemy always set up a false statute. Always. There's always a counterpart to what God is saying. Amen? Amen. No one spends time in God's word and remain unchanged. Amen? Meditation leads to depth and stability. As David points out in Psalms 1, the Christian who meditates day and night on the word of God shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. In other words, meditation will lead to depth and stability. A tree that grows on the river banks always enjoy a constant supply of water, even in a dry season. Similar, a Christian that meditates on the word of God day and night enjoys spiritual nourishment, which can equip them to handle anything that comes their way. They grow deeper in the word of God, which gives stability in life. Amen. The next one I want to talk about is meditation leads to directions. God's word will reveal the directions you ought to take in life. Amen. Meditation brings happiness when you meditate on the word of God day and night. It deals with inattention, disappointments, and reasoning for sadness, and you end up a happy person. So there are great benefits to meditating on God's word. It approves directions for your life. It approves for stability in your life. You won't be wavering and going to and fro. The word of God keeps you grounded. Amen. The next one I have is it also... Meditation It's not just a means of getting closer to God. That's part of it. But it does much more than that. Meditating will also lead to impressive character growth. The more you meditate on the Word of God, the more it exposes the character flaws. And you know we all have them. Some of us think we don't, but we have them. Character flaws that you need to fix as you fix your mind on the Word of God. Your heart and minds is progressively transformed into a heart of love, joy, peace, patience, humility, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit, and all those come about when you are meditating day and night, like the words say, on the Word of God. You will see character growth in your life. You can tell when somebody is growing because they are going to bear fruit. If you are not bearing any fruit, then check it, because you are not growing. Amen? Even in the natural. If you stay the same size, maybe you're not eating enough. Amen? So it's the same thing with the Word of God. If you're not meditating, in other words, if you're not eating enough of the Word of God, don't expect any kind of growth. Amen? Meditating on God's... Meditating on God's Word will give you a greater understanding of what God wants from you, for you, through providing you with guidance. Amen? And the last one I want to read is meditating helps you deal with sin. Amen? That's the most important one. David found out this secret when he read Psalms 105 and 11. He said, God, I've hidden thy word in my heart so that I will not sin against you. Amen? The secret of conquering sin, keeping God's word in your heart. You do this consistently, meditating on it. This helps the voice of your conscience to be louder than the other voice that always tries to nudge you over the cliff of sin. Start meditating today and enjoy these benefits and more. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Reed. And before we can get all of this meditation going on, we got to have a spirit of humbleness. So I'm going to pray today for a spirit of humbleness. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear you, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. This is Minister Fidelia Greer. I stopped by long enough for you to save the date, January the 29th at 6 p.m. at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. We will have Music of the Decades. Please register either at the church or with one of the ministers, Minister Fanny Reed or Minister Lily. Minister Greer, we will be accepting your registrations. All quartet groups, whatever your talent that God has given you, this is your opportunity to express your talent. Music of the Decades. Let's go do a throwback, or we can do what's new in 2020. Save the date, Gospel Talent Night at Zion Hill Church Family, Dr. Joshua Jardera, Senior Pastor, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. January 29th at 6 p.m. Amen. Until next time, be blessed.
Praise the Lord. We're going to continue to pray. We renew and give our total alliance to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our life, to do your work, to do your will, and obey you at all times. We give you our permission, our life, and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. That first and foremost, all that I am would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father God, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the preeminent one, who we acknowledge have all authority and power in heaven, in earth, over, in, and through our lives. We willfully bow, surrender, and submit all areas of our life, all that I am, all that I have, unto you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true living God, creator of heaven and earth, under your lordship, our Lord and Savior and Master. We commit our life and all that is in it to you to do your works, and to have and be in your total desire, will, wait, and present. We will and we will be transformed into your total likeness by your might and power in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you for eternity and ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life and completely that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life in and over all areas of our life, Lord Jesus Christ. You're the author and finisher of my faith in all things, through all, and above all of our life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name. We thank you today that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not the lender. We are the borrower and not, we are the lender and not the borrower. We thank you today, God. We just give you all the honor, the glows, and the praise, the glory and the praise. We thank you today the years that the palmer worm, the canker pill, and the canker worm have eaten up. You have already restored back to us in the name of Jesus, because this is the year of harvest. So there's going to be a harvest in area of our life, and we meditate on your word day and night, like you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we acknowledge and become submissive to you in the position that we are in. We will see the harvest of the Lord in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you today. Thank you. We just glorify and magnify your name, because you worthy all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise goes to you today in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us decrease while you increase in our life. Keep us with a spirit of humility. You said in your word, we can't get anything from you unless we have a childlike spirit. So we thank you today for a childlike spirit, a spirit of humility in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise this day in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us today, guide us today, direct us today. Bring all things to our remembrance in the name of Jesus. Have us to do what you want us to do. Go where you want us to go and say what you want us to say. Father God, we ask you today, put a knife at our throat and a guard at our lips so we can speak and do and say the things that you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I got a work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I got a work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave.
Everything.
And two-step.